You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating that connection with our pets. You know that connection. You look in their eyes, they give you that unconditional love, and you're in love. That's it. Nothing in the world will get between you and your cat, your dog, your ferret, your iguana, even your turkey from that point on. That's how animal-human love grows.
What are you even saying, Hal?
I'm a little excited. Brandon McMillan is on in just a few minutes, and usually it's the ladies that get excited for this kind of... he's a looker, and he has that CBS TV series, an Emmy Award winning. See?
Nike even agrees,
yeah. And Nike's a cat. He has that show called Lucky Dog. He just won an Emmy Award for that, and he also hosts Discovery Shark Week on Animal Planet. He was actually born into a family of trainers and entertainer, and he's been working with animals all his life. He's trained over 300 Hollywood productions with animals, pets. And I believe he's also sort of a celebrity trainer, too. He deals with Ellen DeGeneres' dogs, a Rod Stewart's dog, Snoop Dogg's dog.
Snoop Dogg's dog.
I need to give him one of the bulldogs here to try and train.
Yeah, you do. You really do. You have some...
They are not easy. I mean, I know friends who are going on years trying to potty train these guys. Ooh. It's not easy.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think it's all that oxygen, you know, lack of oxygen.
I think they've lack of oxygen. They've linked towards a lot of problems with heart problems in people and blood disorders and so forth. So, gosh, yeah, I can see why it might be the last thing they're thinking about is, oh, I got to walk over there,
right,
and pee over there. I'm just trying to breathe, man.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Which one are we going to? All five are lit up here.
We're going to line three with Mike.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. I have Dr. Debbie right here for you.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. Great.
Yeah, we had a little incident a couple weeks ago where our dog, medium-sized dog, decided that a rawhide chew bone was something that you devour and not chew on.
Oh,
And when I looked over, I could tell the dog was choking because it was thrashing its head around. So I know how to do CPR on a dog from the sides of the chest, but I was like, dumbfounded, and I know the Heimlich for humans, but I was dumbfounded how you would do it on a dog. So I had to just dive down and stick my hand down her throat as far as I can get it, and luckily I was able to grab it and pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But life would have been much simpler with a Heimlich technique.
Yeah, but you know, that comes into play when we have an airway obstruction lower than the mouth. So if that was in the mouth or in the upper airway, and you can reach that and access that with your hands safely without losing your fingertips, then that's really kind of the first step. If that doesn't work, then we move to the Heimlich. And, in dogs, there's a lot of different techniques. You can do basically a modified human Heimlich. So if you have a small to medium-sized dog, you're basically going to reach up under the rib cage and kind of give 3 to 5 quick motions, thrust into the abdomen like you would for a person. Now, if it's a bigger dog and you're a big person, you can still do the same thing. Although for some large dogs, it can be a little hard to kind of handle and apply those compressions. So you can basically lie them on the ground and apply lateral compression to the chest and near the back end of the chest. And that can give you enough force because dogs are a little different than people. We compress from the sternum when we're doing, chest compressions and CPR, you press down into the chest. And in a dog, their chest doesn't really squish that way really effectively. So from the side, you can get some really good compressions that way in dislodging and just getting the force of that push going. So,
okay.
Oh gosh, so scary. So, well, sounds like now you're still going to feed.
that
gets your heart going. Now, what's your feeling on rawhides?
I don't think it's good for bigger dogs. I don't know. I mean, maybe smaller dogs, smaller mouths, they know to be chewing on it. But big dogs, I just think they look at it as another bone.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there are some goods and bads with that. Definitely the dental exercise. You know, one thing for people that love rawhides and like their dogs to get that exercise, if you're not directly supervising like you were, I would never, ever, ever feed that kind of product for your pet.
Right.
But even with cautions, there are some other rawhide styles that might be maybe a little bit less tendency for choking. And those are the compressed rawhides, which are the really heavy duty, not the chopped up rawhides that they squish into cute little shapes, but
right.
It goes under high pressure where it's really thick and heavy, and there's not those little knots on the end where they can get those little pieces caught. But that might be one other alternative that has less of a choking potential for you.
Okay, well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your call today. 1-866-405-8405. That is toll-free directly to groomer Joey Villani and Dr. Debbie. This healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more about them over at redbarninc.com. And thanks so much, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face.
Oh, thank you. Alan Cable, it's time for today's Kook Watch.
Thank you for leaving my kayak alone.
This lady in Alaska thinks a bear can understand what she's saying.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face. That's what I'm going to do to you.
Huh. I don't think the bear liked it.
Go away. No, get away from the kayak.
If she just would have left the bear alone, he probably would have walked away.
Stop it, bear. Stop it. Bear. Bear. Bear, you're breaking it. Why are you breaking my kayak?
Why did you pepper spray me? I don't know about you, but if I were the bear, I'd be running from her voice.
Why are you here?
Incredible as it may seem, the bear isn't talking.
Oh, bear!
Why does she keep calling me bear? My name's Bobby.
Bear! Oh, bear!
And I thought Goldilocks was annoying.
Bear!
This is
Animal Radio, baby.